From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More than 100 people have been killed in a series of attacks in Paris. A large number of people were held hostage at a concert hall. Police later stormed the building. French police say at least 100 people died there. President François Hollande said he was declaring a state of emergency and ordering France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in 21st century Europe. Speaking through an interpreter, Monsieur Hollande asked the French public to trust police and other authorities to handle the situation.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a crowded sports stadium where President Hollande and several thousand others were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital. The death toll is expected to rise. At the White House, President Barack Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
At the United Nations, a spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemns what he called despicable terrorist attacks. Friday's spectacular assault evoked memories of an attack by Islamist gunmen in January that left 17 people dead. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading spokesman for the Islamic State, has apparently been killed in a drone attack. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State, said officials believe a strike in Syria late Thursday killed the Islamic State spokesman. However, Warren said the Pentagon is awaiting full confirmation.
You know, as is always the case, we have to wait. We've got several methods that we use to try and determine whether or not the strike successfully killed the target that we wanted killed.
Jihadi John, identified by Western intelligence agencies as Mohammed Emwazi, was targeted while apparently riding in a car in the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, Syria. The Kuwait-born Emwazi, who has British citizenship, has been one of the top targets of Western intelligence since he appeared in videos depicting the beheadings and other killings of Western hostages. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State, which had controlled the Iraqi town for more than a year. Kurdish forces say they encountered little resistance during Friday's advance on Sinjar, suggesting that the Islamic State fighters may have retreated or possibly are biding their time for new fighting. At the White House, President Barack Obama said he believes the Islamic State advance in Iraq and Syria has been contained, but he added that the extremist group is not yet destroyed. U.S. defense officials say two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week, in the latest instance of Washington challenging Beijing's expansive territorial claims there. Pentagon spokesman Commander Bill Urban said the bombers conducted what he called a routine mission in international airspace near the Spratly Islands. He said the planes received two verbal warnings from a Chinese ground controller, but both aircraft continued their mission without incident. The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has competing territorial claims with Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 7 earthquake struck off the southwestern coast of Japan. Japanese authorities reported several small tsunamis on at least two islands. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center earlier said there was no threat from the quake, which struck at 20 hours 51 minutes Friday. A tsunami advisory for Kagoshima Prefecture and a string of small islands was lifted early Saturday morning. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.